The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind, North Dakota's most listened to talk show, and we're honored. Thank you for locking those radios in wherever you're listening. Might just be on 550 K-Fire out of Bismarck, or 910 AM KCJB out of Minot, or AM 1090 Talk Radio in the Bakken, KTGO right there in Tioga, North Dakota, or KLTC in Dickinson, or AM 1100 The Flag covering Eastern North Dakota and Western Minnesota. Wherever you're listening on one of our five affiliates, we appreciate it very much. Welcome you always to join the program. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we're answering our hotline at 855-200-1776. When you call any time the show is on, you can press 1 and leave a message. You can also do that during the show if you like. Have a comment, just want to leave the comment or question for our guests. Or press 2 while we're chatting on the air to join the discussion. Email us to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We pride ourselves in getting you answers to questions that you've asked. We've talked briefly, not a lot, but a couple of segments or so about lifting the current ban on exports of oil and what that would mean for the Bakken, what that would mean for producers, what that would mean for royalty owners and everyone else. And some questions came up on this issue last week, and we said, you know what, we're going to get an expert on to answer your questions. So we're pleased to be joined by John Felmy, who's the chief economist for the American Petroleum Institute. Talk a little bit about this issue today on the program. John, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
So what's the history of the ban on exports of oil in America? Why is there a ban at all?
Well, it dates back to the mid-1970s after you had the OPEC embargo and attempts to use oil as a weapon. And it was and viewed as an energy security issue back then. That's not true anymore in terms of how the markets have changed. And so it's something that we really do need to revisit and move forward on.
And as I recall, one of the arguments in favor of it was to lessen our dependence on foreign oil so we'd have more, you know, domestic use of, was that part of it as well?
Well, it certainly was part of it. They thought that if you wouldn't allow exports, that you'd keep more supply here. But given how much everything has changed over the last, almost 40 years, with everything that's changed in terms of oil and natural gas supply, we need to take a look at what we need to do that makes sense from the country.
And right now, exports are allowed, but it has to do with what you're doing with the oil. It's like explain where you can export now. When is it okay now?
Well, you can export crude oil easily to Canada. We have a relationship there. And then you can export it on a case-by-case basis to other countries around the globe. So, for example, we on occasion have exported crude to Mexico, to Switzerland, and so on. However, if it is refined by, say, a small amount, or if it's using, condensate, which is natural gas condensing into what they call condensate, you can actually export it, and the Department of Commerce just approved that.
I, last week when talking about this, made the comparison to ag commodities, that you wouldn't think for a minute that you'd want to ban, the export of grain, for instance. And mainly because a grower wants the best price for his grain, so then he's going to go out on the world market. I had pushed back on that analogy from listeners from two standpoints. One, the fact that you can grow more grain every year is a little different than a finite amount of oil. And that was one of the issues that folks said it didn't make any sense to push back. Do you think the analogy to ag commodities and oil fits when we're talking about this issue?
Well, I absolutely certainly do, because you may have a finite amount of oil. We've learned that we can produce a lot more with new technologies and new markets. So it isn't a question of just the amount of oil. In fact, virtually all the analyses have says if you allow exports, you're going to have increased production in the United States.
Yeah, and the other issue, I think, that people say, well, if we don't export the ag products, then we're going to have a glut here. We produce more than we use, so naturally we need to go out. Have we crossed that threshold in the United States on oil?
Well, there's no question that we're still importing oil, but most of the forecasts show that we're going to move forward closer and closer to producing the amount of oil that we need, both in combination of here and in North America, either from Canada or from Mexico. We'll continue to import and export oil, but clearly, we're moving toward the point where we're likely, according to some analysts, to hit a record amount of production within a few years.
By the way, if you have questions or comments on this, we got an expert for you, as promised, John Felmy, chief economist at the American Petroleum Institute, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. So what's the, in your view, the best argument for the consumer, for folks that are out there saying, I need this, I got to fill up at the pump. What's the best argument for them for lifting the export ban, Joe?
Well, that the analysis of the three major studies that have been done on this shows that if you allow exports, it can have an impact on world prices and result in reduced consumer fuel costs. One ICF study said that between 2015 and 2035, it would be $5.8 billion in reduced consumer fuel costs.
Wow. So we're enough of a player now that lifting the export ban does make a difference on the price of oil in the world market.
Well, there's no question. In fact, we've seen that already. You know, over the past few years, the U.S. has increased its production by 3 million barrels a day. And just by happenstance, world supplies in other parts of the world have declined by 3 million barrels a day. So people say, well, gee, why, if we're producing so much more, why aren't prices lower? Well, they could have been a lot higher if it wasn't for U.S.
Did we lose you, John?
No, I'm still here.
Okay, well, you broke up there for a second.
Okay.
Thought we lost you. Okay, what else did those studies tell us?
Well, they show that there's going to be significant increases in jobs. For example, in North Dakota, if you allow exports, you could have 22,000 more jobs in North Dakota alone. You'll have over 300,000 job gains nationwide. You'll have more investment as people recognize this is an opportunity. You'll have GDP increases and improved trade deficits.
Is that because of the exports allowing the oil companies to invest more and more drilling here? I mean, in other words, is it the benefit to them allow them to then reinvest back in?
Absolutely. That's the key to it, because if you feel that you're pretty much constrained in the amount of production you can have, especially for lighter, sweeter oil like you get out of the Bakken, you're not going to make the investments. But if you see an opportunity for exports, then you'll make those investments.
So let's explore that a little bit more. You're saying that you open up the markets, I got more places to do it, I'm going to double down on my production. Are we limiting that now because of a glut on the sweet crude?
Well, certainly we're facing constraint where our refinery system is set up to handle heavy, high sulfur crude. And we're reaching a point where we've got U.S. production of the lighter, sweeter products is getting up against a constraint. So the simple answer is, why don't you export that type of crude on world markets where the refiners can use it and import the cheaper stuff? I mean, that lowers the refiners' costs and certainly can benefit consumers.
All right. So, world prices affected in a good way for consumers with a lift on the export ban. More jobs because there's going to be more drilling and more development because now you'd have more places for it. What else?
Well, you get improvements in terms of the trade deficit, which can have a further job impact. Government revenues would increase as you have more expansion of the gross domestic product and more, kind of impacts on that way. So it's thoroughly all around is a real positive benefit. And I should say that if your listeners are interested in getting these real details that we're kind of running through quickly, if you go to our website, which is api.org, as in American Petroleum Institute, api.org. And in the search button, if you just key in exports, you'll get the studies and all these detailed facts and figures.
you know, what we hear from our listeners a lot is that what we've struggled so hard to get to this point where we control more of our own energy future. Why in the world would we do that? Just when we get that threshold, would we start wanting to export? Let's keep it here. It's ours. I mean, that's sort of the argument you get from some folks in the audience that oppose the export ban. What do you say to that?
Well, if you run into a constraint in terms of refinery capacity and not being able to actually easily run that lighter, sweeter type crude, all you're doing is facing the question of either leaving it in the ground or exporting it. And I think exporting it clearly gives us a benefit. It's not a security question. I mean, there's oil on the markets, and we're just simply trading oil one type for another.
Agree, disagree? Let us know what you think here, folks, with John Felmy, Chief Economist for the American Petroleum Institute, our guest today, talking about the oil export ban. What would it take to lift the ban? Right now, some, I guess, hints that the current administration is exploring this as an option, given some approvals they've made. We're going to ask John about that when we come back, and also welcome any calls or questions you have on it at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Emails welcome to studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We will continue after this. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better at PetroServe USA.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, July 7th, 2014, gold opened at $13.1640. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.6413, $682.07 for a half ounce, or $341.03 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.6413, $682.07, and $341.03.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
U.S. oil exports have been banned for 4 decades. Is it time for that to change? Many say yes because of production that's happening like right here in North Dakota. And the Bakken, and the log jams that happen at refineries because of the crude that we need to get refined. And our guest, John Felmy, chief economist for the American Petroleum Institute, says you'll be the beneficiary because the price of oil would be affected positively, bring down the price of oil. Therefore, you pay less at the pump. Questions or comments, welcome for our guest at 800-228-0550. John in southwest North Dakota has a question for Mr. Felmy. Go ahead, John.
Thank you. Great show. I wholeheartedly agree. I'm a free market guy. I farm, so without export markets, I'd be in trouble. Are there any legitimate drawbacks to, could your guest answer this, are there any legitimate drawbacks to lifting the ban on exporting oil? Because, you know, the opposition is going to hit you with everything they got. So could you kind of debunk that before it happens? Thank you. I'll hang up and listen.
Well, if you look at the analyses across the board by the three major studies that have done, you don't see that. You don't see any legitimate argument. I mean, what you have is a situation that's really puzzling to me. There have been a few politicians who oppose this. People want to export everything else, but for some reason, when they talk about energy, they suddenly get real worried about that. I mean, this is a case where the market will work if it's allowed to. But it's got to be done in a proper way. The president and the administration have ways of increasing exports unilaterally, but it doesn't give you the confidence in terms of certainty of a market. And so what we want is some certainty and then move forward. And so I guess one thing you could say is if you don't have certainty in there, then you won't necessarily have the investments needed. You won't have the benefits needed.
And one of the arguments that I hear for, keeping the ban in place is that folks believe the price of gas would actually go up if you export. You're saying the study says the exact opposite. But I've seen elected leaders argue that point that, hey, more keep it here and then we have a better control on price. I mean, what about that argument?
Well, it's a world price, remember, for primarily driven by the Brent market, and this could influence that price by adding more supplies to world market. I think that's Econ 101. The U.S. is tied to that irrespective of what's going on. Our refined product prices are tied to world prices, which are tied to world crude prices. So I think if you logically walk your way through, what you'll see is that, the argument that, it'll keep it lower, we'll keep prices lower, if it's not exported, no, it just won't, likelihood won't be produced.
Anthony at Cathay, North Dakota, you're next for our guest. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hi, thanks for having me on the show today. I guess I'd just like to leave a comment. I would have to disagree. I think we should be keeping the ban in place just because oil is a non-renewable, finite, and super strategic resource that if we have it in our own backyard, we should be keeping it for later more than using it now. I think if the world has a limited amount of oil, why not be importing as much as it can while it still is cheap? Oil is only going to increase in value as time goes on, as we deplete reserves that we know of. So let's take oil from other nations, as long as it doesn't involve invading them like we unfortunately had to do in Iraq and lost American lives. But let's peacefully get as much oil as we can from other nations, and as that starts to deplete, let's start using our reserves.
Well, and unfortunately, that's an argument that's been made for 150 years. The argument that is a finite resource, technically may be true, although there's some disagreement about that. Some think that it's not. Has been basically played out, over the last 150 years where, people said, oh, we're going to run out of oil. And I guess Dan Yergin said we've run out of oil four times. But what happens is, you continue to develop technology, you have markets come to play, and you find more and more and more oil. For example, in the Gulf of Mexico, I remember when I first started looking at deep water oil issues there 20 years ago, we thought there were a couple billion barrels of oil. Now we know there's tens of billions of barrels. And each year as we go forward, we produce more, we produce less than we find, and so reserves continue to grow. So I'd be a little cautious about using that argument. 1874 was the first argument when the geologist of Pennsylvania said we'd run out of oil in 4 years just using it for kerosene. So technology change, markets change, and as long as you make the proper policies, I'm not concerned about that.
All right, Anthony, thanks for the call. How about Jeff in Bismarck? Question for our guest. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, well, in theory, I like the last gentleman's remark. Why? We know that limited supply drives the price up. Everybody talks about deregulation. When they deregulated telephone and telecom, what happened to the price of basic cable? It's at 100 plus bucks per month now. It was supposed to, in theory, drive the price down. And I'm in full agreement with the other guy that just got off. We have plenty of options outside the world to utilize their product at a cheaper price. And the reason we're producing a million barrels a day, yet we pay some of the highest prices for gasoline in the country. So that tells me that the fact that they limited refineries back in the 70s and keep the supply artificially inflated, our price is going to go up. If we export, the prices are going to go up. I'll bet you a steak dinner, Scott, on that. Because this gentleman's theory is all good on paper, but it doesn't, it doesn't even have a ring of truth to it.
Well, I would suggest you go to our studies and read them carefully, because that's not the only study. We had ICF produced a study for us, IHS produced a study for someone else, and Renewable Resources for the Future produced their own self-directed study that wasn't funded by us. And they all uniformly say that you put more supply in world markets and it tends to drive down prices. That's Econ 101. And In terms of the other things, yes, you can buy internationally, but remember, every dollar you send abroad is a dollar you're not spending here. Whereas if we are able to produce more here, you're seeing positive benefits from it. For example, last year, year-to-date, the overall trade deficit got worse by about $5 billion, but the trade deficit for oil and natural gas improved by about 18. And for every improvement in the trade deficit, it can mean 5,000 jobs. So you're talking about jobs, you're talking about revenue, you're talking about straightforward benefits that are clear. And I'd encourage everybody to go to our website, look at the studies, and see what reputable analysts have gone through on it. It's not just me saying this.
All right, got to keep moving here. A lot of calls waiting. John and Annette, a quick question before the break. We'll have to get the answer on the other side of the break. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, well, I had read one time that approximately 95% of the crude oil or, you know, oil stocks in the world are controlled by governments and only about 5% by free market oil companies, mainly in the United States. So I guess what I'm wondering is if there is some kind of manipulation there in the markets, isn't it more from government and less from, you know, we always blame ExxonMobil, but they don't have much to do with the world market, do they?
All right, John, hang on for your answer. John Felmy, Chief Economist, American Petroleum Institute, our expert today. Bill and Ray, John and Minot behind John and Annetta with more of your questions coming up. Folks, don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle Senex on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, 28 before the top of the hour. John and Annetta had the question before the break for you, Mr. Felmy. John Felmy, Chief Economist, American Petroleum Institute, with us today on the program answering your questions about the proposal to lift the oil export ban in the United States. And Bill, John, and Lynn are right behind the other John here. So go ahead if you would, John.
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, the national oil companies are the ones that control all of, you know, or a huge share of the reserves. Now, that's, you know, clearly a case where they're interested in the higher price. OPEC is interested in the higher price. And I would say that this is just another justification for doing this, because they don't control our production. And no matter whether it's theirs or ours, you add more supply and you get benefits from it. So the listener is dead on in terms of who has the most reserves. But we also have a lot of resources. In other words, we have things that haven't been discovered yet. And in the U.S., there's a massive amount of those resources that could be developed. And you add more and more supply in the market, it, all other things equal, it tends to help consumers.
All right. Thank you, John. We're going to keep rolling here just so we can get to everybody. Bill and Ray, you're next on What's on Your Mind for John Felmy. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I was wondering about, you said something about refining the Bakken crude being more difficult because the refineries are set up for more higher sulfur. And what is the chances of blending the Bakken crude with, for instance, Canadian tar sands to make a total product that would be more refinable?
Well, there's no question that can be done. They're doing blending right now, but there's a certain limit in terms of what you can do based on the capacity of the given refiner. The U.S., of course, you know, if we could bring in Canadian oil sands more, if they would approve the Keystone XL pipeline, then that could provide some additional opportunity. But irrespective of that, if we export a high-valued product, you know, a light sweet crude, and import a cheap product on balance, we benefit from that. So, yeah, I think that would be consistent, and that could be Canadian oil sands.
Thank you.
All right, Bill, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. John in Minot, you're next at 800-228-0550. That's our toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. Go ahead, John, for John.
Hi. Somebody may remember the 50s and 60s. Oil was $3 or so. And the Arabs Arabia was begging us to take their oil. It was the cheapest oil in the world. Now, this is Econ 101. Guess what? Texi, Oki, all the oil boys, they ran to D.C. with their hand out. Keep out the foreign oil. Put on quotas. Put on import duties. So we burned all that oil, domestic oil, in the 50s and 60s. We could have kept in the ground until the price spiked up. Some people also may remember Tom Barger, the old North Dakota guy. Came out of University of North Dakota in geology. And in the end of the 30s, after he'd worked for some Canadian mining companies, he was sent to Arabia. He was one of the pioneers there, working with the Standard Oil Concession. He rose to head Aramco, the Arabian oil company, in the 60s. And he was very well thought of. He's the one that got some of the Arabs, the Arabians, from Saudis into management positions. And they always remember him. When you see, if you read their magazine, Aramco magazine, they remember Tom Barger.
All right. Some interference there from John. Apologize for that. But any comment you want to make to that, John? Tell me.
Well, I think that's an intro. That's an always. It's helpful to remember history. I think that it's good to understand institutions. It certainly is good to understand markets. And so, you know, those who don't remember the past are doomed to repeat the mistakes. You know, so I think that's right. And I think the one key thing though is that we've got to get away from this notion that somehow if we leave it in the ground, it's going to be better than if we try to produce it, because, you know, we continue to produce more and more because technology continues to develop, whether it be Canadian oil sands technology, whether it be deep water oil technology, or whether it be horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracturing. That has just changed the world. All those three things have changed the world in a way that I certainly wouldn't have dreamed of 10 or 15 years ago. And so as long as we get markets placed and so on, consumers will benefit.
All right, let's get back to oil country. Watford City and Lynn, your question for John Felmy from the API and the oil export ban question. Go ahead, Lynn.
Yeah, I'm out here in the Bakken, Watford City area, and there's, like one of the callers called in and mentioned, you know, the oil price here isn't much lower. But, you know, as a whole of the United States, we are much lower throughout the United States than the majority of the rest of the world, other than maybe right in Saudi Arabia or somewhere where there oil is much cheaper. But worldwide, compared to Europe and different developing countries, we are very cheap at the pump. So I don't think that's an argument, but it would be nice to see some refineries here in North Dakota processing this higher grade crude that we have here. Thank you.
Well, you've had a couple that are starting to move forward on it, and a couple small-scale refiners to focus on that. So I think you'll see some there. The challenge is that the refining business is not a great business. On average, refiners lose money half the time, and it's because it's a tough, tough business. You don't control the price of your output, and you don't control the price of your inputs, and you basically get what's ever left over. So that's why we haven't seen new greenfield refineries. We have been able, for, of course, to expand the existing capacity of refiners so that now we have more capacity than what we're consuming. And so we produce more than what we use, and so we're able to export it. And that's been a real good market to help keep some of the refiners in business who otherwise would have been struggling.
Appreciate the call. Is he right that as much as we don't like the idea of, you know, how many this new record now of how many days we've been over $3 the price a gallon of gas on average, that we're lower than other places around the world? Is he right there?
Oh, absolutely. You know, but mostly that's taxes. You do have a few countries that so heavily subsidize their gasoline, like Venezuela or Saudi and so on. In Europe, it's because you basically add on a couple more dollars in taxes because they use taxes there to support their social programs. You know, our taxes are about 50 cents a gallon, federal and state, and they're $2 or $3 more than that in Europe alone.
All right, back to Watford City. Wayne, a listing on KTGO 1090. Go ahead, Wayne, for our guest.
Well, I think we can agree on this. If it wasn't for the high price of oil to date, we wouldn't have this boom because of how expensive it is to fracture, correct?
Oh, there's no question. The higher prices have certainly promoted additional production. But on the other hand, if you look at the natural gas market, that production led to lower prices and slower activity there. So, yeah, no question. The higher the price, the more economic opportunity you have.
Yeah, but my question is, instead, the sweet crude is what is sought after in the world market because it takes the least amount of energy to produce the fuel. So instead of us trading it off for a higher sulfur grade for our old antiquated systems, why aren't we trying to build a couple of new refineries locally or in this region? So one, we don't have to ship it so far to refine it, and two, we can help reduce the consumer cost. That's my frustration. I don't understand why we're not trying to do that. I understand the give and take of 1 year they make a good profit, the next year they lose a little bit, but that's all the part of doing business.
Well, but if you look at the history of it, it's been a challenging business to stay in. And, you know, if you're going to have to plunk down billions and billions of dollars without a certainty of return, that's not something that's going to be viewed positively by your investors. And after all, these oil companies are owned by tens of millions of Americans who have and retirees and pension funds and so on. And so they're not going to be real happy with you if you spend a lot of money and then lose money on it. So that's the difficult decision that we have. Whereas in terms of exports, you export an expensive product, like you say, that the world wants, and import a cheaper product. And so on average, then, you're refining oil at a lower cost.
Yeah, but then we're still looking at the aspect of the higher prices because the transport. You know, if we're getting our fuel or gasoline at the pump here and it's being refined in Texas, it seems a little counterproductive to have something 1,200 miles away refining our fuel, whereas we could be refining it here using less energy, producing what we are pulling out of the ground. And it's a smart investment because right now the technology has drawn 67% of the available oil. In 10 years, we may be pulling out 15%, which will turn around and double the lifespan of these fields, and it'll pay off for the next generation to investment.
Well, and I think the key thing is to get it to pay off. And so the studies that we have clearly says that there'll be a payoff there. You'll have 100,000 barrels a day of increased refinery throughput in the U.S. You'll have positive benefits in terms of lower prices for consumers. So I would say that if you look at it just a little bit different angle on it, and I'd encourage people to read the studies we have on board, you'll see that the benefits are clearly there. Now, if you could, just kind of wave a magic wand and say, yeah, we'll invest, several billion dollars with not necessarily an expectation of returns, then that's a different story. But I've studied this stuff for a very long time, and I look at the refiners' reports every quarter, and you see some that are doing well. You're seeing some that, are doing poorly. You know, the entire East Coast refinery system about went out of business.
Appreciate the call, Wayne. Another that came in during the break. You want to squeeze in before we let John go?
I have a question. This price of oil and fuel is supposed to decrease if we start exporting our oil. Where is that the price goes down? I'm sitting 100 miles from where the oil field starts, and I'm still paying $4 a gallon for 87-octane fuel. That's ridiculous. When does the price drop here?
Well, if it wasn't for the 3 million barrels a day of increased production that the U.S. Has increased over the last few years, it could have been even higher. So the key thing is you start with the price of crude oil, and then you think about taxes. And those two things are 80% of the cost of a gallon of gasoline. And so, for example, crude oil is over $2.50 a gallon for WTI, taxes at $50, although you've got lower taxes there. You can see how much of that is just the base cost before you've gone through all the refining, marketing, transporting, and delivering to consumers.
And again, your point is, in a world market, if we export, the chance of bringing the price down increases versus keeping the ban in place, which I think is what most folks want. Fascinating discussion today. It's not going to go away. Up to Congress, obviously, and soon maybe something they'll take up. We'll watch it closely. Thanks so much for the time today. John Felmy, Chief Economist, American Petroleum Institute. Good to talk to you, sir.
Thanks for having me.
We'll get your final comments in our final segment next.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I hate to say it, but summer's slipping away. And if you haven't put Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota on your calendar yet, now's the time to do it. The premier resort and spa on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. As it's done in the past, Chase on the Lake sets the bar even higher in summertime. You know, most of the premier resorts don't offer very good, if any, specials during the peak summer season. Well, listen to this. At Chase on the Lake, for all of July and August, if you book any Sunday night at Chase, you get Monday night absolutely free. Great getaway. A buy one, get one free during the peak of summer. Again, if you buy any Sunday night in July or August, you get the Monday night absolutely free. It's Chase on the Lake we're talking about here. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2 and 3 bedroom condos lakeside, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, all the watercraft rentals, it goes on and on. As if it were not enough, you can also get 50% off any spa treatment any Monday in July or August. Come on, folks. Get to ChaseOnTheLake.com right now. Enter promo code Scott to take advantage of this great deal. Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The checkoff is putting its weight behind a new kind of soybean oil that will win back lost demand in the food market. New high oleic soybean varieties are expected to help secure and expand U.S. soybean oil demand and increase U.S. soybean farmers' profitability. High oleic oil does not contain trans fat and therefore is better for food, biodiesel, lubricants, and cosmetics. Customers are looking for a widely adapted soybean oil that works well for their application. As an industry, we can offer them a solution with high oleic. The goal is to have 18 million acres of high oleic soybeans planted by 2023. If this goal is achieved, the value of soybeans is expected to increase by 66 cents per bushel for all U.S. soybean farmers.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Hardin Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Brought to you today in part by our friends at PetroServe USA. We'll be hitting the road tomorrow, heading down to Oaks, North Dakota, on our What's in Your Town tour. And looking forward to getting out to lots of great places all across the Northern Plains. Oaks, North Dakota tomorrow for our broadcast. And as we hit the road, brought to you in part by our friends at PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better. How do they do that? Well, they connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. How about that? Exactly right. And by the way, when you stop in at a PetroServe USA location, you can find them in Bismarck, Mandan, Valley City, Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, up at Bemidji, down in Wahpeton, Dilworth, and Glendon as well. You get the 4-for-4 special. That's the personal pan, hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce soda fountain drink, or a coffee if you prefer, and breakfast pizza in the morning, and two cookies of your choice. Four items, $4. It's a great deal. PetroServe USA location near you. And again, tomorrow from Oaks, North Dakota, in the What's on Your Town tour, brought to you in part by our friends at Cloverdale and Arbic Communications. Can't wait to meet the good folks in Oaks tomorrow. All right, some folks waiting to weigh in as we have one final segment here on our Monday edition of What's on Your Mind, and a lot of phone calls, questions, comments on this oil export ban, and a few trickled in that we didn't get to with our guests, all right?
Sounds Grand Forks. I'm with your guest on everything there. Now, federal government would open up anywhere and everywhere exploration, and if they marked quite a bit of that money towards the national debt, that would be gone very quickly. And the other question would be, instead of holding back everything and exporting it, why not let somebody else somewhere pay for our debt instead of trying to keep everything in here and pay for it ourselves? I think open up trade as much as you can, I would think. Thank you.
All right, John at Grand Forks is all for lifting the oil export ban and makes the case of it being part of the effort to lower the debt. I forget the numbers. I think it was Harold Hamm of Continental Resources that made the point, and I forget the exact numbers, of what percentage of federal lands, for instance, that are currently off limits to energy production, that if we took a percentage of those, just a percentage, not all of them, you took a percentage of them, you would eliminate the federal debt within a very short period of time. I mean, the difference you could make there is just unbelievable. Another call.
My question is, them guys that do that study that you're talking about, they just sit behind the desk, or they out in the real world to see what goes on, or they just sit behind the desk and make their studies? I was curious about that. Bye.
All right. You know, that's, I guess, fair question. Credibility of the studies. I think John, in this case, was talking about three different studies, so it wasn't one study and saying it was the end-all, be-all. But let's just think about this a second. Just on price, I think the number one objection from people who do not want to change the current ban on exports do so because they're concerned about the price at the pump. If the price of oil is determined by a world market, and we now have risen to a place of power, the amount of output that we have, obviously, by limiting what can go into the world market on the export side, we're affecting that price in the wrong direction. So, in other words, production gains are happening. Put it into the world market, bring down the price. His argument is, but for the ban, we would have had higher prices. I mean, but for our production, rather. Levels that have happened to the degree they have. So, the first point on this study, in all three studies, is that one of the reasons to lift the ban is to bring the world price down, which means you pay less at the pump. So, everybody everywhere is going to say, well, what about the study? I mean, I guess if you disagree with it, at least you're going to say, I don't trust the study, right? Anyway, fascinating discussion, and I hope we got you some answers to the questions that you wanted there. This has come up previously on the program, and fun to have an expert on here. Won't end today. We'll keep doing it. I want to thank also another one of our sponsors, the folks at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. My gosh, it has been a wet growing season thus far, and that's why there's a lot of smiling Apache dealers out there because of that light footprint. You're going to get in the field a lot more often than you are with an Apache sprayer. New, used, they've got them at High Plains Apache. They also now have that world's largest source of ag application parts with the ET Ag Center. And so whether it's an Apache sprayer or another brand, chances are they've got the part with 50,000 parts in stock. If they don't have it, they'll have it drop shipped right to your door, door to door in a matter of days. Call them in Mandan at 701-663-2375. They're on Eastside Court across from the Bonanza, just across Main Avenue. They're also in Fargo as well. Or you can find them online at highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com. New, used parts, service, and the new ETA center. What's not to love about our good folks at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealers here in the High Plains. All right, so say it ain't so, Todd, but we got to go.
It ain't so, Todd, but we got to go.
The clock says we're done. Finito.
Wow, mine just says tick, tick, tick.
Yeah, exactly. Unfortunately, it's
ticking.
Where
are you getting your clock from?
It's ticking and talking down the final seconds of this Monday edition of the program. Live from Oaks, North Dakota on our What's in Your Town tour tomorrow. Looking forward to that very much on the program. Should be a blast. Out of time today. Until tomorrow. What's on your mind? 24/7 hotline. Always answered. 855-200-1776. Thanks.
Summertime travels are better with a stop at Petroserve USA locations. You'll find them in Bismarck, Mandan, of the West, Valley City, Castleton. They're in West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Dilworth, Clinton, up in Bemidji, down in Wahpeton. A Petroserve USA location is near you, and they help America feel better by connecting our cornfields with our oil fields in North Dakota. What a way to go. Choice at the pump. You get it from Petroserve USA locations. You also get the best deal in town, 4 for $4, the personal pan, single topping pizza, the 20-ounce soda drink, 2 cookies, 4 for $4. What a great lunch or dinner. It is fabulous. And breakfast time, how about a breakfast pizza, coffee, couple cookies for later in the day, 4 for $4. It is a great deal. All of July, pick up 2 Pizza Corner pizzas for $11. Great deal there. Giant Seeds, $1.39. Gardello's $1.29. Mars King Size Bars are 69 cents. And the Deli Express, smoked ham and cheese or traditional Italian sandwiches, $2.99. Save big, feel better. At Petroserve USA, helping America feel better.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.